This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Also, our Moss Nissan Studios to great radio stations across America. Let's not forget AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean, booming across the Caribbean down there. And to our listeners listening to us on the Internet right now all around the world, and hello to Maria and company in Germany. Now, let's also mention that a special shout-out always goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Hello to everybody at CENTCOM and MacDill Air Force Base, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, everybody, and whatever it is that you're doing, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's all kinds of interesting things over there for you to take a look at. Alrighty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Jonathan Turley was the star of the show yesterday. He actually put the three, quote, liberal experts to shame. Here's the way it started.
I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president, and what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come. I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
Now, we know that the three liberal professors, law professors, one of them, Professor Pamela Carlin, she got the apple cart rolled upside down. She's a Democratic donor who suggested the 2016 election could be illegitimate right from day one. And she first raised the prospect of impeaching President Trump back in 2016 before he even took office and he was a president-elect. Now, she alienated Melania Trump yesterday by bringing the son into the battle, mentioning him as being someone that Barron could be appointed in a royal sense, if you will. Explain to us what that was all about.
Sheila Jackson Lee asked the question about the difference of being kings or being monarchs or presidents, and what's the difference. And so little Miss Pamela responded by saying that the founders did not want any sense of royalties in titles of public, what is known as back then was public men, being
mm-hmm.
presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that Trump could name his son Barron, but he couldn't make his son a Barron.
Mm-hmm.
Now this woman, well, let me start here. Jonathan Turley clearly knew who the other three lawyers were.
Yep.
He knew their profiles. And so if you read his opening statement, which is a very, very long opening statement, but a lot of it has citations in it,
mm-hmm.
His opening statement took some casual digs at the three other lawyers,
mm-hmm.
and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that past law students, current law students, and future law students should make us all fretful if they have those three as their law professors.
Well, they...
And now we necessarily understand why academia is in trouble.
Fox News, Fox News last night had one of her students on television, a woman, and she just tore the professor right up.
Well, I mean, Laura Ingram was a student of Carlin.
Oh, okay. Well, so, she had a... Yeah,
I mean,
she,
lots
okay.
of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of them were. But the bigger issue here is that Turley, all four of them were Democrats, by the way.
Right.
Turley's a Democrat. Now, Turley, you know, he was gracious, he was honest, and certainly unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
And the other three were very biased, and they were chosen because of their bias. I would argue, if you listened very carefully to one particular segment of Little Miss Pamela Carlin, when she said that she spent her entire Thanksgiving holiday reviewing testimonies,
yep.
that tells you that she was, one, invited early.
Yep.
And two, they gave her the documents to review.
Yep.
I would also argue, or I would infer, I can't prove it, but I would infer that it, at least one of those three attorneys, not Turley, but the other three,
yep.
at least one of them probably helped Schiff write his final report.
I think it would have been Noah Feldman, the Jewish fellow that was up there, because of the fact that he spent nearly 3 years calling for impeachment from day one for any reason you can imagine, including over a tweet that the president first put out, his first tweet as president. That started it with him.
Well, I would say that what yesterday really was, if you take a stand back and look at the bigger picture, is... It was kind of a dress rehearsal
mm-hmm.
because Nancy Pelosi held a meeting with part of her caucus on this process early yesterday, and she asked the Schiffs and the Nadlers and their staff people, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And they all said yes. Now, if they said no, then it would be a very different place.
Hold that thought. Be right back, folks, with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to shift gears, go over to the Middle East because things are starting to heat up over there. We'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, they're up there in Wisconsin where they've had quite a bit of winter weather. And I know that for sure because they've been having troubles trying to get things set in a timely manner from point A to point B with the last couple of storms that have come through, because a lot of that stuff gets moved by truck. It never sees an airplane when you order it to come to you. So I can tell you that they're alive and well up there. But 350,000 plus responsibly armed Americans all have something in common. Well, they're all members of the USCCA. And they trust the USCCA when they need them for their legal help to keep them out of any type of trouble, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. When you have to defend yourself, you are liable to be the person that winds up spending a night or two in jail to begin with, because they're going to charge you with something whether you did it or not. Now, I will tell you that on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you can go over there and click on the USCCA logo that's right there on the right side of the screen. And when you do, you'll see the Gun a Day giveaway, a window drop down, and make sure you sign up for that, because that's going to be something that you got an opportunity to win a free gun. Every day it changes, by the way, at midnight, so be a different gun every day. And then take a look at membership, because they've got three levels of membership, and any event that you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes the Concealed Carry magazine and a lot of other different things from the USCCA as well. A lot of training material there, too, videos and CDs and whatnot. But that's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Now,
yesterday there was a story that caught my attention, but then all of a sudden one story led to another, to another, to another. So there's like three things that are all part of this little puzzle I'm going to put together. First of all, the New York Times put out an article, and in it they talked about Iran moving more missiles into Iraq amidst the unrest that was there, using that as the cover to take these missiles that they're bringing in and repositioning them in areas where they're pointing them, number one, in Israel. Number two, it's Saudi Arabia. And number three, pointing them a little closer at some of the military bases we have there, including the Al-Assad base, where they dropped three or four missiles outside the perimeter yesterday right there, but they at least tried again. Now, the other thing that we found out about was that a United States warship seized a suspected Iranian missile parts shipment aboard one of those little ships that runs from Iran over to Yemen. And then the president says, on top of everything else, that we may have to send some more troops into the region. But if we do, there'll be radar, there'll be missile-type people. That's what they'll be doing. It won't per se be ground pounders going there to do anything.
The USS Forrest Sherman was conducting routine operations when they noticed a small boat acting kind of strangely, and it was actually dead in the water. The boat wasn't flying a flag, and so the Navy and the Coast Guard personnel boarded it for inspection. This is not the first time that this has happened, so our naval operations there know what to necessarily look for.
Right.
And in this, there were, because, I mean, Iran has been illegally smuggling arms to Houthi rebels in Yemen for quite some time.
Years.
And we've seized a couple of them. But we noticed that this boat looked like it was probably doing the same thing as it was. Now, the U.S. had to turn, they towed the boat, and they turned it over to the Yemeni Coast Guard, but not before they actually did the inspection and found, we don't know the exact number of weapons seized or parts seized, but they said it was significant, definitely headed for Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still examining the point of origin, but interestingly enough, they found a couple of pieces. You know, we do these pretty interesting investigations, and they found some serial numbers and some names on some of the missile parts, and they lead back to one that they have logos on, and one was Shahid Bakiri Industrial Group, which is an Iranian defense entity under U.S. sanctions.
Right.
So we don't know what these missile parts are. It looked like they were all necessarily could be short range, but I don't want to, you know, say that in you know, confirmation, because, I mean, it could be a variety of things. But, you know, Iran previously has denied that they've been doing this kind of stuff. And what recently happened, like they, what was reported yesterday, will necessarily prove that, nice try, Iran, but we caught you.
Well, Israel has chimed into this, too. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for more pressure on Iran. And at the same time, isn't he under the gun? Doesn't he have till like the end of the year to form a government, or else he has to step down, or is that not true?
Well, there's some interesting things that are going on with him, because the prosecutor in Israel has already collected up to 100 witnesses in the case against Netanyahu for what is known as, you know, fraud or bribery with the media, you know, the charges that they've leveled against Netanyahu. Now, his opponent has kind of faded away. Yet Netanyahu still can't, you know, form a government, otherwise known as the Knesset.
Right.
And so we have to determine that if he does either one step down or two, that there's going to be another election. So, I mean, it's now Pompeo was visiting Netanyahu yesterday. Where that, what was necessarily covered in that meeting, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine that. They have quite a list of things to discuss.
So basically, BB is still the prime minister until whatever happens,
yes.
happens.
Yes.
Okay, because one of our listeners was concerned that he had a window.
Well, he's on, he is on a short window. I mean, I will say that. He is on a very short window.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, strange things do happen, and we'll have to see. But it appears that there's truly a concerted effort to remove him forever as prime minister.
Okay, now, something else that's been happening here lately is the trade situation with France and with Germany and with Great Britain, and the president made it a point when he was over there talking with the NATO allies that he got them off to the side and talked about furthering our trade. Have you heard any smidgerings of what may be going on there?
Well, we don't know all of that. He had some meetings, I think, with Italy, Poland, a couple others. But you know, after a couple of those world leaders, Trudeau and Macron and Boris Johnson, were seen mocking Trump while Trump was doing that presser.
You're getting on a live mic, right?
Trump canceled the joint press conference and said, I'm out of here. So he left.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't have left, but nonetheless he did.
Well,
now,
go ahead.
I will say that we've got, you know, the trade deals that we have with countries go on all the time. I mean, they change and so forth and so on. But the one that's really particularly interesting is the USMCA.
Yeah.
Mexico has approved it. The United States and Canada have not.
Mm-hmm.
But Pelosi apparently is, in fact, reviewing it. She's not. She says that she's not going to bring it to a floor vote this year. She may somewhat be forced to do that. But a fascinating thing here is she is apparently she's had some lawyers take a long look at this. And she is targeting one particular item in the USMCA, which is known as legal protection for online content. So she wants to strip out the sweeping legal protections as part of this pact, which would be a tough blow for our technology companies. So this could be a backhanded way that she is, along with, you know, the people like Elizabeth Warren and the rest, are attacking our tech companies. Now, remember, one of the reasons that Trump got into a little bit of a spat with Macron is because Macron was applying tariffs to our technology companies, because they have very different laws in Europe than we do here. And as a consequence, Trump got some tariffs on them.
All right. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
Yep.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And she'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, we're coming back, and we're coming back with another military and veterans news segment. This time we're going to get into the military news, specifically the Army and Navy and Air Force and Marines and whatnot. I'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And in just 14 quick months, you will be a certified aviation maintenance tech making some really serious money starting out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that
more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that many of you are coming out of a technical school or a trade school that in most cases will not pay you as much as what you think you're going to make for one simple reason. You're going to start out as an apprentice, especially in a union job, or you're going to start out as what's called an 80 percenter. And many jobs that involve electricians, plumbers, welders, heavy equipment operators, even truck drivers are union jobs. And as a result, as I say, you're going to start out as an 80 percenter or as an apprentice. So you're not going to make the kind of money you think. You will eventually. But how would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year after your training and certification as an aviation maintenance tech? That's what's going to happen. That's what all the latest studies are saying that are out there. And it's a tremendous opportunity because of the benefits you'll get, the opportunities you'll have. And by the way, you can make a lot more money than that if you want to travel. If you want to go overseas, if you want to work for a military contractor, if you're able to do that, if you want to work for a foreign airline, if you want to work in a foreign country, something like that, you can definitely make a lot more money because there's a lot more involved in it for you to do. Now, with that being said, check them out online first. Go to naa.edu. That's the website, naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, again, the website is naa.edu. And then after you take a look at the website, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. After all, you'll find out what they're all about. And Bo will be here in about an hour to tell you more about what it is that they have to offer. So, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. From the Associated Press, a Colorado weapons manufacturer has agreed to a $1 million settlement for allegedly shipping subpar grenade launchers to the U.S. Army. This coming from the Department of Justice. They announced this yesterday. Wow, don't screw the Army. And Japan is nearing an agreement to purchase a privately owned island for use as a training ground for U.S. military aircraft based in Japan, potentially ending a sometimes torturous process that began nearly a decade ago. And by the way, there's a lawsuit going on right now at a couple of air bases because of noise resulting from some of the things, the drills and whatnot, that they take, that they do when they do bombing and when they do their guns, all training in their guns and whatnot. So the Navy also says that the new My Navy assignment website, which is replacing the Navy's Career Management System Interactive Detailing website, or the CMS-ID, will have much more search features and transparency in the assignment process, so that should work a lot better for you. Now, the Air Force may be about to make another big force structure mistake, possible big cuts in force structure, which Air Force leaders have hinted may be coming in the next budget to pay for connectivity improvements, would be a mistake, according to many at the AFA's Mitchell Institute. Now, they're saying that they need to stay with what they got, and, you know, sometimes you need to adapt, improvise, and overcome, but cutting is not what's in the Air Force's line at the moment. By the way, the Hurricane Hunters, based right over here in Lakeland, Florida, at the Linder Airport over there, they had a very busy season. They just wound up their season. And the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, the 2019 hurricane season, it ended at the end of November. They flew more hours this year than the previous year, so they were a lot busier doing what they were doing. And we always appreciate the Hurricane Hunters because they are the ones that tell us what's going on with these storms so that they can track them so much better with the instruments and whatnot that they drop from the aircraft when they actually fly through the storms. Also, the Marine Corps, with shares and likes on cell phones, the rise of social media has made it so much easier for Americans to publicly express political opinions and participate in political campaigns. And if you know anything about the Marine Corps, the Marines are not supposed to be doing that. They can like something, but they can't elaborate on it. That's part of what's in the regulations for them. And by the way, let me explain a little bit more to you. Marines can like political Facebook pages, but not share them under the new guidance. And as a final intensive year of campaigning begins ahead of the 2020 presidential election, the Marine Corps has issued a new message to troops, making clear what's off limits to them in terms of political activity, particularly on social media. So Marines, be careful. Don't want to hear about anybody getting into trouble. And by the way, a historic first, a female Lance Corporal has joined the Marine Corps' elite recon community. Lance Corporal Alexa Barth is the only woman accepted into the basic reconnaissance course since the Pentagon lifted a ban on women in combat roles in January 2013. And she scored very, very, very well. And no, they did not lower the scores for her. She had to compete the same way that anybody else would have. And she did very well. Thank you very much. So congratulations to her. By the way, people always say, you're one of those wounded guys, said a retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday. Wounded men would insulate that he's still injured and that I'm not. And, you know, combat wounded veterans, that's one thing, but when you see them, you don't need to dwell on it, if you know what I mean. And that's what the veteran was saying. Also, we've got a lot of activity that's been going on in the area. You might have seen a lot of different uniforms that maybe you don't recognize. We have CENTCOM right here in my area in Tampa Bay, Florida. And you've got Eglin Air Force Base and up in the Panhandle. And there's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of training, a lot of cross-training, a lot of units coming in here from overseas, from other countries. You've also got personnel from, I think it's 64 different countries or something like that here at MacDill Air Force Base involved in the CENTCOM detachment that's here. 36,000 roughly people on the base. So the military bases, sometimes you see some things going on and you don't really understand what's transpiring, but it's all good. It's all good. And it's for the good of the country, and that's what it's all about. And when you see these military people floating around, how about just walking up to them and say, hey, thank you for your service. Just shake their hand. Watch and see what happens. You'll see a smile on their face go from ear to ear. I do it all the time, and it's really something that makes me feel good. It makes them feel good, too. So think about that next time you see them. Because sometimes I see people kind of walking away from the folks in uniform, and that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Walk up to them, shake their hand. And by the way, the same thing goes for the police and the firefighters that you see, especially the kids. You know, teach them right, mom and dad. Teach them right. Because you never know. You never know. When one of those guys that comes down the hallway with the dressed up in the turnout gear to save your little one is going to be the only thing that's between losing them and keeping them. But it is what it is. All righty. And we're coming right back with more with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more. This is the Thursday morning edition. Hang in there. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, in my opinion, is a hidden gem of Bradenton, because if you don't know about this place, you don't know what you're missing till you stop by and grab something to eat. They got some really good sandwiches, really good light meals at lunchtime. Salads, got it. Soups, got it. Chili, got it. Okay? And for dessert, the orange swirl ice cream, and that gets Chris Markowski going every time. but make sure, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, they're located inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. It's definitely a tourist trap if you want to have a good place to eat and be able to take some oranges home and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. But it's a popular, friendly place. Prices are reasonable. Food is good. Portions are good sized. I'll be there today. Have lunch with the captain from noon to 1:30. So stop by, say howdy, howdy, and enjoy
some food because I can't wait. I'm going to have one of those Cubans today. Last week I had a bacon lettuce BLT, the loaded BLT, but this week I'm going to have the Cuban. All right, over to the telephone line, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Yeah, did it make you hungry?
I know. I tried to eat this early in the morning, but you come on, you start talking about that stuff, I'm going to want to go, when I'm done here, go grab something.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, listen, all I'm going to do with this impeachment stuff, because I'm over it too, yesterday was, and I agree with you, it was a total embarrassment to anybody that's got any brains and knows anything about things. The people they had up there, with the exception of this man I'm about to play, Jonathan Turley, he got it right. The other three got it wrong.
There was another shared aspect besides the atmosphere of that impeachment and also the unconventional style of the two presidents. And that shared element is speed. This impeachment would rival the Johnson impeachment as the shortest in history, depending on how one counts the relevant days. Now, there are three distinctions when you look at these, or three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes. This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate, and in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime. Second is the abbreviated period of this investigation, which is problematic and puzzling. This is a facially incomplete and inadequate record in order to impeach a president.
Now, that's about all I'm going to say about that, because the other people that were involved were in the tank for the Democrats and for the liberals, and that woman that was on there, she embarrassed herself so bad that if anybody ever were to take a law class and she was a teacher, I think I would leave the school. Pamela Carlin.
Well, listen, it's the I can't watch the type of things. I really can't. It's just too much hatred. You almost have to, you feel bad for these people that to the sense that they're so caught up in their hate that it consumes them. You have to feel bad for these people. Where do they come from? Can you imagine being as miserable as they are every single day? And, you know, it's sad that people get to that point in time. I don't know how it happens. I don't know if it's just a loss of faith or religion or whatever it may be, but there's some real lost souls out there. There really are. And, you see them out there and you, the way that they talk and the hatred that they spew, it's just beyond the pale.
Now, we have some real serious problems in the Middle East right now. Fresh intelligence reports are pointing to the fact that the Iranians, under the camouflage of the threats in Iraq, the protests and all that are going on in Iraq, they are moving large quantities of missiles and rockets closer to where they could hit our bases there, number one. Also closer to where they could hit Israel, number two. And also closer to where they could launch into Saudi Arabia and hit almost anything they wanted. We have intelligence that's telling us about that. We are going to probably have to do something about this because this is a definite threat not only to U.S. forces but the interest all across the Middle East, because they could hit anybody they wanted at any time they want. And this is our buddies Iran that wants to negotiate with us and all that. Yeah, sure they do.
Listen, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't, they're kind of backed into a corner to some degree. If they're going to lash out and do that, it's almost like a suicide type of...
You would think it would be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what our intelligence is based upon the people that are running the show right now. But they're going to start lashing out into various different areas. So there's obviously going to be major reprisals for not just us, but from other nations as well. And I don't know how they're going to end up surviving something like this. You see also having issues in Iraq with the Iraqis trashing the Iranian embassy, and they're none too happy with the influence that's going on in their country either. So, it's going to be an issue. We all know that there are protests going on within the country. The younger people, none too happy what's going on there, and that some of the citizens have been shot as well. At protests.
Several hundred. There's about 10,000 of them that have been locked up in jail. We know that, too.
Yeah, and then again, you're shooting unarmed people as well. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a question for you here. Is this a question from the listeners? Is that what this is? Okay. All right, and I see what it is. It's the chat room. We got a chat room going on here. You know, have you seen the Bloomberg ads, by the way? Have you caught those on television?
Yeah, I saw one there, and it was like, well, I didn't buy them, wasn't on, but I saw that it was running them during a football game.
Yeah, they were on Sunday Night Football. That was, I believe that was NBC that they were on. And I saw them on Monday Night Football. I'm not sure, but I think that's ESPN. And then I've seen them a couple times on Fox and whatnot. But this guy is trying to build his notoriety by using television and television ads. That may work, that may not work. I don't know. I know someone else that tried that, Tom Steyer. And what's he at, 3%?
Yeah, I don't think Bloomberg has a shot. I really don't.
I don't either.
He can spend his money all he wants. I just don't see it happening. Plus, I got a lot of shots of him hanging out with Donald Trump over the years, too. being the fact that, Donald Trump makes a lot of investments in New York City. Well, he used to be a New York City resident. Now he's a Florida resident. So I don't see it's happening. I don't know how he's going to resonate around the country right now.
Now, I got a question for you. Amazon is under a lot of scrutiny right now. They're facing a widening antitrust scrutiny in the cloud business. What do you know about that?
Well, the cloud business is actually their most profitable business, Amazon Web Services. They're not the only ones that are in that business. Google does that. Oracle does that. There are other companies that are involved with that as well. I thought Amazon, if I'm not mistaken, was upset, and they were suing because they didn't get certain government
contracts.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that they were probably upset with another company, upset that they didn't get the contract. That is their big business for Amazon. And people think, oh, yeah, they just sell stuff online. No. They make the real money with Amazon Web Services.
Yeah. And did you hear the latest from Joe Biden about his great plan to raise $3.2 trillion?
Yeah, I saw his tax plan. I looked at that yesterday.
What'd you think?
It's not as bad as Elizabeth Warren's and Bernie Sanders, but again, he's raising taxes. That's what they do.
Well, he's supposedly going to target the wealthy alongside companies like Amazon and Netflix. We just talked about Amazon. I'm sure they're going to want to pay more taxes, right?
And he wants to raise, if I'm not mistaken, I read it yesterday, the corporate tax to 28%. He wants to send the income tax up to 39%. He wants to find ways he can capture more corporate taxes from some of these tech companies. And, yeah, he's looking to bring in more money. That's what they do.
And finally, Saudi Aramco, the oil company, is considering pricing at the top to become the world's biggest IPO. Is that going to happen?
I think it's going to happen, but they will be the world's IPO, but they're doing it a little bit differently. They're trying to sell most of their stock to their citizens. They're trying to get the middle class within Saudi Arabia to buy it. It's priced a little high, if you ask me. It's a little expensive. It's going to be paying about a 4-5% dividend, but usually when companies in the past, oil companies in the past have been denationalized, they underprice them to give the stock a little bit of a pop right away. They're pricing it on the high end.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You got it.
All right. Chris told me it was a little bit cool up there in Long Island this morning, so that's where he's at. And, oh, by the way, good morning, George. Nice to hear from you. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Terry. We got, let's see, Catwoman Road Dog. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Brooke. Good morning, Amanda. And good morning, Major Mac.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.